2 years ago, Mecklenburg County teachers took to the streets to get a pay raise. Keeping teachers in the system remains a problem. Salaries are a big part of the problem. School Superintendent James Thornton believes the solution is a strategic approach, not a one-time funding infusion. He and the district's personnel director, Laura Pittard, spent most of this year considering solutions.
And looked at where we were right now in the region and tried to map out a realistic increase over a five-year period that would make us competitive in the region. And that's who we mainly compete with, four teachers.
They came up with a five-year plan.
In year one, it would cost approximately $650,000. And then year two was approximately $1 million. Year three was about $400,000, $400,000 for the next year, about $650,000 for the fifth year.
At the beginning of the pay scale, Thornton said, Mecklenburg is last in the region. Seven other counties pay more for first-year teachers than Mecklenburg pays for a teacher with 10 years.
If we compared the new salary scale after 5 years and after a $3 million investment, we'd still be second and third in most categories as compared to our counterparts today. So that kind of is an illustration of how far behind we actually are.
The plan has been presented to the Mecklenburg Education Association to get teacher feedback.
If we can get their endorsement, if they believe it's on track and it's sufficient amount to get them where they think they need to be, and also any other things that they may want to add to it. And at that point, we'll present it to the school board as part of our strategic plan and our budget starting this year.
Programs are included for students to improve reading skills, graduation rates, and to gain accreditation for the schools.
We don't expect it to take 8 years to get accredited this time. We put a lot of professional development into our teachers. We think we're going to see great gains.
John Ogle, WCVE News.